DW.
Yeah?
Hi, Rasha, it's Love Day.
Yeah, I know, hi.
Thanks.
I've come to meet Rasha Al-Qadra, a Syrian-Palestinian dentist from Damascus. In 2015, the war forced her to flee to Germany with her three daughters, leaving behind her successful career.
I'm a dentist. I had a master's degree in periodontology from Damascus University, and that's why I was a supervisor in the practical aspects in Damascus University.
Over an Arabic coffee, Rasha tells me about her life back home, where she had her own clinic. Since arriving in Berlin, she hasn't been allowed to practice as a dentist.
Sometimes it's difficult for me to accept the thing that I was, you know, like someone there, you know, but I had my car, my own life, my own house. Yeah, and my financial status was good. Here, I'm always worried about the money. I'm till now no one between the dentists. It's difficult. Sometimes I feel like I just want to cry, but I can't show this to my kids.
The girls are in the next room, one of them arranging her Barbie dolls on the rug, while her sister serenades them on the guitar. For Rasha, it's a relief her daughters have settled in so quickly, because while they're at school, the 41-year-old single mum is juggling language classes, volunteering, and the maze of bureaucracy she has to navigate in order to start working here in Berlin.
In order to have your papers and certificates accredited here, they have to be translated to German. So it took me like 5 to 6 months until I got the acceptance to translate these from the job center to pay for this translation, because it's 900 euro and I, of course, I don't have them.
But when it comes to setting up a life and getting into work, Rasha says dealing with the authorities and mountains of paperwork are not the biggest challenges. It's trying to learn German.
The language is a big barrier, especially for women, because it's either they have single moms like me. Most of them, they are trapped, like, I cannot leave my kids, where can I leave them? Even if they go, you know, they do not have this self-motivation, or they think that it's difficult for them to do that. It's maybe because of the way we were raised in our society, that you have to give all yourself to the kids. And I think this is wrong, because you have to work on yourself as well. You have to change this mentality.
Vocational counsellor Rafaela Subai works with the intercultural organisation TIO, which helps migrant women take the steps to finding a job. She says some refugees are simply too traumatised to go through the process, which takes a huge amount of time and energy. Others are so busy trying to build new lives, they aren't able to deal with what they've been through.
Sometimes you think, okay, it's great, they have their papers, they are legal here now, they are allowed to work, they have a flat, an apartment. But then sometimes some of these women, I recognized, they have something like a meltdown. Sometimes after they made sure that everything is all right, it comes to an overload, or some of them become ill, or they have a depression. So it's not always, okay, great, we can start with the language course, with the traineeship or whatever, or university. No, sometimes it's a full stop, and it's maybe because now it's safe for them to feel bad, because before it wasn't possible, because they had to work, to function.
Research by the German government shows that female refugees often arrive with less education and less professional experience than their male counterparts, making it harder to find work. Last year, of the refugees from non-European countries in employment, around a fifth were women. But despite the difficulties, Rafaela says many are able to embrace the opportunities that come with a new start.
Sometimes to be a refugee can be a chance, because sometimes, for example, for women from Afghanistan, it's a big chance to learn, to write, to study. So to be a refugee is not always a very bad thing, but sometimes it opens doors.
But some doors open more easily than others. The same government study shows women refugees work in particular in sectors like cleaning, catering and sales. Rafaela says the job centre, the government agency responsible for getting people into work, will often encourage migrant women into traditionally female roles.
We see that quite often because the job centre, they want something different than the women. The women, they would like to, they want help to find a job that they like. The job centre would like them to work, period. So whatever it is. So cleaning or caring for elderly people, that's easy because it's so easy to find a job there. So sometimes the job center, they push people in that field, and that's not good.
In Germany, the aging population and shortage of care workers to support it means the government has been keen to suggest the new arrivals might be able to help. 27-year-old Siba Vade from Syria was a poster girl for the idea, literally. Her photo was on billboards around the country as part of a government campaign to get refugees working in social roles and to make sure citizens knew about it. Siba worked in an old people's home for a year as part of a civil service program normally aimed at German school leavers as an optional alternative to military service. I called her at her new home in the southern state of Bavaria.
When I got to Germany, I was really upset. I wasn't in a good situation. I missed my family, my friends, my work. It was really difficult. I cried a lot. And learning the language was so hard. I thought I would never learn it. But then my husband suggested we should volunteer at an old people's home.
Siba studied chemistry in Syria and afterwards worked as a teacher. For her, working in the care home was a step closer to her goal of a career in science.
I did it because I wanted to make contact with people. I wasn't thinking I want to have a career as a carer. I was thinking I want to help people and I want to learn German.
It paid off. Siba now works as a chemist in the laboratory of a local materials firm. She's learning to drive and is thinking about doing a master's. And when we chat on WhatsApp, I notice her profile photo is of her and her husband wearing traditional Bavarian outfits at a colleague's wedding, she tells me. Back at Rasha's flat in Berlin, the girls are getting ready for bed. Like Siba, Rasha is full of energy and drive and has wasted no time since arriving here. She's even given workshops on integration and set up her own YouTube channel about life in Germany.
I don't know when I can work as a dentist. Instead, now I'm trying to do many things, but all of them are volunteer work. I love the idea of helping people, telling them like information. So I thought this is one thing that I can achieve many dreams that I really want to fulfill with the YouTube channel. So whenever I have a chance to give something, to say anything that would be beneficial in the society, that would make me so happy.
For Rasha, the challenges certainly aren't over. She's now preparing for a dentistry exam, which could mean she's allowed to start practicing again. Her life has changed dramatically, and she's determined to remain positive.
Sometimes I think, did I take the right decision coming here by myself? But 3 kids, and when I see them so happy and safe, I think it's definitely the right decision for them. Maybe not for me, but again, I'm experiencing things that I've never think about before. My personality changed a lot. I'm now stronger. I can face many difficulties by myself. I can live by myself. Yeah.
This report was brought to you by DW.